This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
John Mearsheimer on the State of Israel, and he says that he really doesn't know where this is going because they're in such a mess right now that the only solution for him he sees for them, it's something that obviously he's not endorsing, but he's saying the only solution they have is to expand this war into a regional war. Where there is war in Iran, maybe, Lebanon, maybe, Syria, who knows. But the wider it is, it gives basically distracts the world from what they really truly want to do, which is ethnically cleanse the Palestinians. Why is that? Because the only way in this modern world that we have here, where the world is not accepting an apartheid, and they have a country that's an apartheid country, it's an apartheid state. If they were to give all the Palestinians their rights, within a few years, it's going to be a Palestinian state because the Palestinians are a bigger population. They're almost like 50-50, but their rate of birth is higher. So within one generation, it's going to be Palestine. Israel will be you'll have an Arab president in Israel, a Palestinian Muslim president, if they were to do that. So they can't do that. So right now they have to run it as an apartheid state, which is that a minority is ruling the majority and not giving the majority those rights. Cannot be equal. So the Palestinians are now divided into three. The Israeli Arabs, those Palestinians who live in Israel. Then you have those who live in the West Bank and those who live in Gaza. By isolating those two groups and not giving them rights, the Arab Israeli in the middle is a minority. He's saying that they had either continue the apartheid path and earn the wrath of the modern world, which is not accepting this. You know, these Israelis, they're living like Eastern Europeans living in the 1930s and 40s, but they're living in modern times. They want a colonial state where they could basically do anything to the natives, which is what the Europeans, they're like five generations behind. They want to do what they saw the Europeans doing in colonial times. 30s, 40s, 50s. They want to do that now. They're behind on the times. So the first option was the apartheid state. That can't last. The second option is a two-state solution. They should have just taken that, right? But they refused that. They feared that second state so close to them is going to cause too many problems. What happens if it gets strong, right? Can't control. They could not allow for two-state solution at all. And then every time those talks came, they make sure to screw them up, the talks. Just screw them up. They were just talks. So that's the second thing they'll never allow for. So what's the third one? Find a way to basically highlight and delete all these Arabs. That's what they want to do. That'll actually solve their problems completely. So if they can, when October 7 happens, that gives them the pretext to be able to do that. But here's a problem. The whole world's watching. So the real solution to this is for them to expand this war. Now that it's getting to a mess and everyone's got cameras and I'm on a whole bunch of telegrams where Arab journalists are out there filming literally everything. I mean, I just opened one. Look at this. Since this morning, 276 videos and messages from one Arab journalist. Another Arab journalist, 175. Another one, 565. And check that in a couple weeks. Another one, 35 since 11:30 a.m. So because of these cell phones, they're like, hold on. Wait. See, this would have worked in the 50s. It would have worked in the 30s and the 40s in World War II times. You could do this, ban the journalist, the whole world won't know what you're doing. No proof. That's why I'm saying they're late. What they're doing, the way they're living, even the way they make fun of the Arabs and Palestinians, they're living as if they're in the 30s and 40s. So the only solution they have is the ethnic cleansing route. But the only way to do that is by expanding the war. Because after October 7th, they were essentially too much, even until now, there's too much attention on it. Everyone is just focused on Gaza. What they really need, according to what Mearsheimer says, which makes a lot of sense, is if there is a front in Iran and there is a front in Gaza, in Lebanon, and there's heavy casualties coming down on Israel, then everyone's looking at those things. While nobody's looking, they can mop up the Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. And then they come out of that war with hardly any Arabs left. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to do what happened to them in Germany. They're literally going to have to highlight and delete. That's their solution. They've literally created, I mean, Hitler called it the final solution. They've literally created their own version of that. They put themselves in a situation. The world changed and wants diversity or respect the citizen. Though the world's changed, there's cameras everywhere. You can't get away with stuff. So they literally have only one solution out of this. No, the only other way out is to just be an apartheid state and give the world the finger. That's it. That's what we are, whether we like it or not, which is what they have been doing. But they know that's not going to last. The new generation of American politicians, the new generation is going to be split on Israel. And eventually the U.S. is not going to be their... I was going to say something else, but is not going to be their... It's not going to be able to last. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they only rise bihablim min Allah wa hablim min an-nas. This group of people can only rise in the world when they have a rope from God or a rope from people. The rope from God is you're righteous and you have a prophet. You're righteous and you have a prophet who rises, and you rise righteously like the kingdoms of David and Solomon. And hablum min an-nas is when another country props you up. Another group of people prop you. You have no, the one thing that they have never had and will never have is the ability to prop themselves up. By manpower and by courage. There are small nations in the world. And just by the fact that you have no land. You're going to have to steal land in order to do it. You have to steal somebody else's land. Somebody was saying here that the Philistines, the Palestinians are the Philistines. And the Philistines, they come up in biblical history because they're the ones whom the Israelites had to fight. And so were the Canaanites. They had to expel them. And so they've been the age-old enemies of the Israelites, the Palestinians, right? They're saying the Philistines. In the process of saying so, you're saying that they were there, right? If being in the land is historically is what gives you the right to it now, your story doesn't add up, because when Joshua gets there, there are people there. When David fights Goliath, they were there many years later, centuries later. And even the original, they had to fight the Canaanites and the Philistines and what have you. So they were there, right? So your argument falls on its face. If historically you possessed a land and you lived in it, that gives you the right to it now. It collapses when you read your history, because they had to fight for that land. Here's the funny thing. Anytime that they give you the history of the Philistines or whatever, they have to actually show that they originated somewhere else. Well, who cares? They originated somewhere else. You also originated somewhere else. Abraham came from Iraq. Sarah came from Syria. And then they settled in the Holy Land.